Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters podcast. I am your host, Chris Tidball, and I am here with Matthew Deming, who is from Acadia Insurance.
That is right.
Right, and Acadia is part of a bigger organization?
W.R. Berkley.
Okay, which is a very big organization.
Yeah.
So what do you do at Acadia?
I am a... Major case unit liability adjuster. So
okay.
I handle large exposure, casualty claims, mostly under the CGL policy. And that varies from, your standard injury claims. And then of course, construction defect, employer liability, kind of anything that would be covered under a CGL.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you probably see a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah. A wide variety of stuff comes in.
Yeah, we were just talking construction defect a little while ago. So,
oh, fun topic. So,
yeah, I mean, well, you'd think it might be kind of boring, but
yeah,
it really, I mean, some of the stuff that goes on, it's crazy. You got to have some great stories.
I was going to say, I would say that the engineers working with the engineers and stuff and seeing what they do on a day to day basis, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I mean, they're going out to all the scenes and you see like fire losses and I mean even like the plumbing losses and things like that.
Right.
Or, leaking through an envelope, building envelope or something along those lines. I mean, there's a lot of science and math that goes into that. So
it's
pretty cool to see it.
I mean, it's fascinating stuff. I mean, there's a whole and the number of people that are involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you see the whole team. And if you have multiple parties, it's everybody's bringing a group of three, four, five people.
Right.
So, if you have 10 subcontractors involved or something like that, I mean, you're walking around with a massive group of people.
Yeah, I mean, your mediations are probably a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. We need big conference rooms or something to where we can be separated into a bunch of different rooms. So
yeah. Do you find most stuff settles or does it go to trial?
I would say that most stuff settles. Most people when they go to a mediation, they're doing it honestly and they're looking to try to get a settlement and go in there with the best intentions. So I find that. A majority of the time, we're able to get to settle at that point.
What are you seeing on the injury side of the house? What are some of the trends that are out there?
Some of the trends, in what way?
So, in terms of medical buildup,
mm-hmm.
unnecessary surgeries.
Oh yeah. You see, one of the things that I see that as far as on the unnecessary side is these back injections.
Okay.
Sometimes they do work. Sometimes they provide relief. But you'll see it to where they're claiming that it's not providing any relief, but yet they're going to keep going back and back and back and getting these
Right.
six, seven, eight back injections over a certain length of time. And each one of those is billed at like $10,000 or $15,000 sometimes.
Wow.
So it's just a procedure of the injection in the back and then
Yeah.
that's it. So just the goal to raise the medical bills at that point.
Okay. Do you see, is that like specific to geography? Like, is it more prevalent in some places than others?
I saw it a lot in Texas.
Okay.
I was there. I feel like, Massachusetts, we see it a good amount too, just because they're able to bill the medicals and that whatever that number is, that's what the number is.
Right.
We're not able to get those reductions or anything ahead of trial. So the jury would see that
Right.
they've just had this massive number of medical bills and
Yeah.
and think that he's gone through,
Oh,
the
yeah. You
plaintiff
can.
has gone through incredible treatment.
Yeah, board $500,000 in medicals and,
Exactly. Yep.
try to get the nuclear verdict.
Yeah. And then, we have to try to see, okay, how do we explain it to them that this is a fake $500,000?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. So what are the most typical types of injuries you're seeing these days?
I mean, I see a lot of the more severe stuff. So the things that, I mean, a lot of tidbit fractures,
Okay.
we see, a lot of dismemberments and things like that. I have a claim right now to where pulled an airsoft grenade and took off parts of his skin and things like that. So we see some crazy all oddball injuries. But I would say the bigger ones that I see on a mostly on a day-to-day basis would be slip and fall, tib fib fractures, and TBIs. You see a lot of TBIs too.
Seems like there's more of those now. It seems like it's more prevalent.
Well, I think there's a roadmap out there for plaintiffs' attorneys to follow to see, kind of what works and how they can, build up those cases. So, a lot of times you don't hear anything about a TBI until you're 3 or 4 years in, and then all of a sudden those, allegations start forming at that point.
And how do you refute something like that?
And so you gotta, comes down to a lot of battle of the experts. So, we have to get our own neurologist or neuropsychologist to look at the records and do their own independent medical examinations and kind of sort out if there's any merit to the claims for a TBI. So I mean it's tough to put it down and figure out okay what's legit or not because so much of it is subjective as far as the symptoms that they're
It's
feeling.
hard to prove, hard to disprove. I mean, I know,
Exactly.
it came about. I mean, that's one of the few ways in Michigan to get around the tort threshold.
Yeah.
So it seems Michigan has a disproportionate number of TBIs for whatever reason. I guess that might be the
Makes
reason.
sense.
What do you think of some of the nuclear verdicts that are coming down? I mean, just some insane, $500 million, $100 million.
I mean, I don't, I really don't have a reasoning behind it or anything else. That maybe juries aren't having a grasp of money and kind of how it all works out as far as within the system that's in place. So I don't know. I mean, every time I see them come in, it shocks me. So
Yeah, and it seems like we're seeing more and more of them. I don't know, the one here locally in Orlando, $500 million.
yeah. I mean, what do you even do with
I
that?
mean, yeah, it's you know, and you, I mean, I got to appeal it. I would think.
Absolutely,
I
yeah.
mean, maybe there'll be a remitter and the judge will lower the ver. I mean,
They'll probably settle. They'll probably know what the what they can actually go after and try to settle it. But even still, it's it's I don't know. It comes out of nowhere, so it's hard to predict. And some of the cases that get them, I would say most of the cases that get them are cases that you didn't think were possible. Otherwise, you wouldn't be trying it in the first place.
This
So
particular case, there was a $0 offer on
yeah, that's
the table.
incredible.
I
So
mean, you're at a bar doing what you do at a bar, and you fell down some steps, and it's tragic. It's unfortunate, but you gotta bear some responsibility.
I completely understand that. So yeah, no, that's those cases are the scary wolves out there, that's for sure.
So are you seeing, I guess you handle more severe stuff, so you may not see it as much, but fraud.
Yeah, no, we still see fraud. I think in a way, over exaggerating medical said certainly is red flag that we task over to our SIU department to get involved, looking to do background checks and things like that. So we're constantly on the lookout for it. And even with our partners with AI and things like that moving forward, we're trying to make sure that if we're doing like document reviews and things like that, not necessarily just summarizing it, but also keeping a lookout for any fraud indicators that we can look a little bit thoroughly and more thoroughly into. So we don't it certainly is I think more rare to see in the major case unit just because so many of the injuries are they're doc you can document them. They're significant. So but they still come around and they certainly are something that we're trying to stay focused on.
Now you mentioned AI. What are you doing? So in your role, how do you leverage AI?
Yeah, so I mean I try to use it every day. It is mostly I try to use it right now for like document summarization and assisting with like note taking. I find that AI can has better sentence structure than even I do. So
It's amazing. It really is,
it
yeah.
helps out quite a bit. So of course having to review the documents yourself still is needed, but it's able to, take a document that I've read and reviewed and know what the contents are. I know what I want to put in the file as far as a note goes.
Right.
It'll give me that notice, written. And if I need to make some tweaks, here and there to make it read right, or sometimes write in like a first person, and I like to note in, third person, just those like little tweaks. I'll still do that, but it still saves a ton of time that comes from having to make sure that you draft a note appropriately. And I'm somebody that likes to have my files organized and, read thoroughly, so it's not, just abbreviations throughout the entire file. So, I feel that AI is saving me loads of time.
Oh, I think so. And does that free up time then for you to focus on more critical tasks?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and it makes it more the job more interesting, I would say, because I'm able to take a deep breath and kind of dig in a little bit further in my review, as opposed to wasting, I wouldn't say wasting, but spending so much time, drafting these notes and making sure that, it's written appropriately in a way that I'm conveying a message that I want it to convey.
Now, so fascinating stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
It's great to have you on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.